Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
As we said, President Obama will give his speech tonight on jobs beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. He's going to lay out a plan with a list of job creation members, including infrastructure spending, some tax cuts, especially for businesses, and a little government aid to states who would be willing to train the unemployed for new jobs. All in all, the plan would add up to about $300 billion in economic stimulus. It's a major address. Of course, it's taking place before a joint session of Congress, but also broadcast during a primetime slot before Americans who are facing record unemployment rates. And we have three of those Americans with us this morning. Alexander Jaron, a good welcome back. Veteran of corporate America, has been unemployed since March of 2008. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning.
Will you be watching the speech tonight?
Absolutely.
And do you think that your status as unemployed is going to be the most important factor in your vote next year?
Yes, definitely. I think the most important, although not, you know, there are other things that I would take into consideration.
All right, Alexander Jaron, registered Democrat. Also with us, Gordon Kirk, who's an independent. Gordon, you've been unemployed for 2.5 years, and you listen on member station WLRN in South Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
So on the status of the unemployed, most important?
It's part of the problem. It was initially the major problem, but it's no longer that. The health of the country overall has got to get a lot better. And I believe if we change horses at this point of crossing the stream, we're going to be in big trouble.
Well, you've been unemployed for 2.5 years. What happened to make your situation not your highest priority as a voter?
Everything else that's come to the fore about cutting out government departments such as FEMA, education, the overextension of the war movement, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we've looked for problems under rocks that were previously not known.
So I'm trying to get a take on where you stand as a voter, Gordon. Who do you blame for screwing that up?
The wannabes.
The wannabes.
Yeah.
They're the wannabes of both parties, or they're one?
Well, we got both. We got people in both parties that are stirring the mud. And frankly, I don't think they've read their history. They don't understand what recessions and depressions do. I'm a bit of a student, and I'm an amateur, but I have read upon the subject. And I keep telling people this that are around me, and I talk a great deal with my peers and superiors and subordinates, whatever. And I always urge people to grab Simon Johnson and James Kwok's recent publication of last year called 13 Bankers.
Yeah.
If every president would read that, we might get a real good grip on what the situation is about.
All right. Independent voter Gordon Kirk down in South Florida, unemployed for 2.5 years. And also with us, Michael Rogers, who's underemployed. You're self-employed, but you don't get enough full-time hours, right, Michael?
That's true, yes.
And you're a registered Republican.
Correct.
So at this point, is there anything that the president can say tonight that would convince you to vote for him?
I don't know. To me, I think talk is cheap. He needs more action. You know, he can say anything that he wants, but people out here are destitute. They just need action more than talk.
Well, I guess, you know, the action plus talk is what the politics is all about there, Michael
right.
Rogers. Let me pose a question to you, Michael. But first, let me go back to Gordon Kirk for a moment. You said a moment ago it wouldn't be good to change horses in midstream. Is that right, Gordon?
I'll stand with that for
all right.
now.
Now, I suspect that means you support Barack Obama, but that's also a reference to the movie Wag the Dog. Do you know that you're making that reference?
Yeah.
Yeah. In that movie, remember, Dustin Hoffman has this opportunity as a TV producer to insert a line into the speech of a president. It was actually a presidential spokesman at the time. If I gave you that chance, Gordon Kirk, what line would you insert into President Obama's speech tonight?
Well, I'd have to go back to Cleveland and the two Roosevelts, and I want to see some anger, fire, and brimstone. I want him to direct the Congress to get to work on not shrinking the existing system, but expanding it to embrace the entire population.
All right, Michael Rogers, let me give you the same chance. What line would you put into that speech? I know you said talk was cheap. What would you do? I'm giving you the chance. Wag the dog for us.
Wag the dog. What line?
Alexandra, you want to take it? Alexandra Jaron?
Absolutely. What I would, if I were Barack Obama, or if I was speaking, I would say, I intend to aid those who have been destroyed by the economic disaster as vehemently as we are aiding those who have suffered from the natural disaster, and I'm not going to stop until everyone is back to where they can survive and live peacefully and comfortably.
That's not bad.
Alexandra,
I do a little editing, but that's
pretty
good.
You're unemployed. You might have a future as speech writing. Alexandra Jaron, speaking to us from Vermont, used to work in corporate America, been unemployed since March 2008. So, Alexandra, let me ask you, all three of you, the same thing. There's been a number of pundits who've said that the unemployed at this point are too apathetic and may not even get to the polls. Are you going to vote for sure?
Absolutely. But wild horses couldn't keep me away.
And Gordon Kirk, what about you?
Be there, and I'll drag anybody else I find with me.
Okay, Michael Rogers?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I don't hear any apathy here. So, Michael Rogers, at this point, are you still waiting for a candidate? Have you chosen something, or you still haven't heard what you want?
You know, I haven't. I haven't chosen anything. I think they sit there and blame each other and blame everybody else. And it's too early, really.
Too early to choose. Gordon Kirk, what about you?
I'll side with that comment. There's a lot of blame game going on, but there's a lot of pragmatic planning that's going on. Some of it's already been initiated. We can see the results in some of the, what do we call, green industries that are coming out now and just starting to flower. And if we start to stamp all over the garden bed, we're going to kill the good flowers and let the weeds grow up.
That's a good line.
Metaphorical guy down there in Florida. And Alexandra Jaron, have you made up your mind?
Absolutely. I'm going to stick with Obama. I voted for him, and I'm going to stick with him. There is no time now to, change horses or however you want to put it. I think that he needs to stand firm. He needs to start standing up to the Republicans who are pushing him around. It upsets me to see him, get weak in the knees when they start pushing him around. He needs to stand up and stand strong. And he needs to take the event of tonight
right, and
tell them exactly what he's going to do.
All right. Fire and brimstone called from 2 out of 3. That's Alexandra Jaron, unemployed in Vermont. Gordon Kirk, unemployed in Florida. Michael Rogers, unemployed in Colorado. Registered Democrat, independent, and Republican. Thanks to all three of you.